This is the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn Show. 3 decades of settling arguments like, is Sarah Jessica Parker a horse or not? You're welcome. And now, back to Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad at radradio.com. It's from Maggot J.
Hey, J.
Says, hey, did I miss the cutoff to invest in Circles with an S? I don't see the banner to click on the main page of the app anymore. I thought when I had clicked it previously, it said we had until 4:19 to invest. There's more behind-the-scenes stuff that said uninteresting to the radio, but I went right to our homepage. It's right there. There's little arrows because there's other things that'll be on the homepage, and might have to hit an arrow to the right or the left, but it's right there.
Yeah, to be fair, it sounded like they mentioned that they couldn't see the banner on the app, which that is my fault for not putting the banner on the app.
Oh.
We should have, and I still can for this week.
Yeah, of course, we will.
But okay. We have been directing everybody to go to radradio.com to find the banner. So shame on me, but also shame on you.
So go to radradio.com. If you hit the Circles logo, that gets you right to the WeFunder page if you want to invest like so many of us have done. But it does close this Friday. Yeah, until Friday at midnight. To get in at this level on Circles, this is the Yelp killer social media positivity app. We'll be talking more about it because a few people responded to a few things I recommended over the weekend, and you can download it for free, the app right now. Check it out and go, oh yeah, this is going to really be something. I want to get in on the ground floor of this, and decide if you want to invest that way. Either way, the way to do it, radradio.com. Click the Circles app or the Circles logo, and it takes you right to the WeFunder app to invest. Right now, let's get to the pressure cooker.
Pressure cooker, it's time to test your brain. Pressure cooker, it's a trivia game. Pressure cooker.
We have a pair of tickets for you to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live in Sacramento on Friday night, October 18th. Plus, everybody that wins the tickets is qualified to be upgraded. One of you will be upgraded. Your pair of tickets will go to the front row.
Fancy.
Of the Foreigner show. Caller 18. Hello there, Mason.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Love your jars.
Here's how this works. Your timer begins when I finish reading the first question, which is true, false. So you got a 50-50 shot. You got to get that one right, and then 4 more to win. You can pass any questions you want. We'll do a recap when we're done. To give you your score and everyone playing along the answers, then I got to take the first thing you say. So if you say app and then you say website, I have to take app as your answer. Do you have any questions?
No, I don't.
All right, good luck.
True or false? Close to half of all Americans actually pay no federal income tax.
False.
Among land animals, what species has the largest eyes?
Reptiles.
Who hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend?
Shane Gillis.
What does the IRS stand for?
Pass.
Okay. The NBA regular season ended yesterday. Which team had the best overall record?
The Warriors.
Crying after sex is medically called what?
Gay.
Okay. All right. Okay. As long as we start the question before... the buzzer.
Woo-wee! God damn, Mason.
we wait for the answer. All right, let's. We got six questions out.
We only need 5.
Let's see how we did. True or false? Close to half of all Americans pay no federal income tax. He said that is false. No, that is quite true. Here we go with one of those wacky little things. It's one of those wacky little facts that people just don't want to hear about.
Wacky facts.
If you go back to 2022, 47.1% of U.S. households paid no individual income taxes. U.S. households that paid no income tax in 2022 by income level. What that means is while you have it taken out of your paycheck, you get a refund for it, etc. In the end, the top 50% of all taxpayers paid 97.7% of all federal income taxes, while the bottom 50% pay 2.3%.
Oh, lovely.
Today is April 15th, tax day, the deadline if you're not filing for an extension, and there are a few places having fun with it. Of course, Krispy Kreme has to be one of them.
Oh, of course.
Because they find a way to do something on every day. Krispy Kreme customers can purchase an original glazed or assorted dozen in-shop and receive a second original glazed dozen for just the prices of sales tax in your state.
So if sales tax
is 7.5%, that's what you would pay for the second one.
Okay. It must be exhausting working for their managing right? team or the marketing team.
Teams, the things they come up with.
Or fun for people that love a theme to everything.
They're
like,
yes,
let me be on that committee. They're the worst because they're the ones that always throw the parties that have a theme. And you're like, well, can I come and not participate in the theme?
By the way, Hooters. has a special going as well. Purchase 10 wings today, and you get 10 wings of any style for free as well. There's a few other places around the country doing special.
What's
little...
it have to attack?
Well, nothing.
That's why I go to Hooters.
Right, exactly.
Just for the wings.
Among land animals, what species has the largest eyes? He said reptiles. We weren't looking for that. We were looking for I didn't want to say what we were looking for. It's an ostrich. Its eye is bigger than its brain and is the largest eye of any living land animal, measuring 2 inches across. I could go back and question myself on use of the word species if it was going to affect his score and throw that one out, but it ain't going to affect the results. He passed when I asked him what the IRS stands for.
Internal Revenue Service.
Yes, somehow he couldn't even mumble that out on tax day. He just passed. I asked for the best record in the NBA as the regular season ended yesterday. He said the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, 10th place.
Who barely made it into the play-in part of the series. We'll be discussing this at length, of course, a couple hours from now.
Ooh, someone in New York.
On the Mixed Pick Sports Show, which airs on Rad TV and at members.radradio.com, on the Rad Radio app, and in Sacramento on 104.7 FM. And 8:90 a.m. We'll talk about where the Sacramento Kings landed, their pathway to going anywhere, which is a double.
Well, they can pull it together against Portland, but every other team, nope.
Well, big surprise. Everybody pulls it together against Portland.
Yeah, it was kind of.
The team with the best record by far was the Boston Celtics.
Close to New York. I was close.
And then I asked about crying after sex is medically called what? And he said gay.
Normal for some people.
By the way, I skipped a question in there, which I'll go back to.
I mean, that's awful.
As well, it is actually because what we picture there, what he pictured, is a dude that cries after sex. Which, by the way, it could be happening for very legitimate reasons. It's called postcoital dysphoria. Mm. When you get a sad or irritable feeling after consensual sex, you may have PCD. You feel a range of negative feelings after desired sexual activity. You wanted it.
Yeah.
But now you're sad, irritable, agitated, you're anxious, maybe depressed. It occurs in women more often than men because they're more dramatic.
Stop.
Hey, it didn't last long enough.
That's science.
That's science.
Symptoms include tearfulness, sadness, anxiety, irritability. PCD is a common experience for men too.
Aww.
In one study, 2 out of 5 men reportedly experienced PCD at least once in their life. Only 3% of men had PCD regularly, but it can be related to everything from, did I do it right? Did I perform right? I know I didn't make you satisfied as a man, things like that. All the way back for both genders to terrible things that happened to them as children. They're having sex too soon after a committed relationship, et cetera, et cetera, et
cetera. Yeah, all those serious situations are absolutely valid, but you could also just be smelling onions for some reason.
Very strange.
Yeah. What happens if you accidentally get it in her eye and she starts crying? Is that the same?
No,
those are tears of victory.
She might be angry.
Yeah, she might be. She might be angry.
You can't classify it the same way, though.
No.
Right?
Okay.
All those things you listed off, minus the crying, I absolutely felt in my younger years because it was like, we were, raised religious, so you don't have sex before marriage. So I would just be like, you're wanting it, you desired it, you did it, and then afterwards, I wasn't supposed to do that.
By the way, I skipped over question 3. I went from the ostrich question to the IRS question. We also asked who hosted Saturday Night Live this past weekend. He said Shane Gillis, who
Oh, I didn't even hear. I thought he mumbled something. He's like,
Shane Gillis is hosting this Saturday, but I think it's a repeat, though, the way they promoted it.
Yeah, he did it like 3 or 4 weeks ago, and there was a bunch of fervor because his opening monologue was like boring as hell.
That's right, because they're taking like a couple weeks off. They're not back until I think it's May 4th or something like that.
And for all those out there that don't know, who's Shane Gillis?
He's a comedian.
Stand-up comedian.
And he's also... He was the new spokesperson for Bud Light.
In the Super Bowl commercials in particular. Right. And you're a fan, right?
I need to go back and listen to some of his stuff.
Oh.
I can't remember any of his skits off the top of my head.
You just know of him.
I've heard the name. Okay. Yeah, I listened to comedy on, one of the apps, and it just repeats a bunch of different guys.
The only reason I brought it up is because I've mentioned before that lately especially, it seems like if you have the right host, Saturday Night Live can still remind us that Saturday Night Live is an incredible show. But you need somebody like Pedro Pascal or someone who motivates the staff. I don't know. Or maybe it's their interactions, whatever.
Their energy.
I am totally indifferent to Ryan Gosling. I don't hate him, but I also don't get this whole he's the it boy thing right now.
Oh, hell yeah.
Played Ken in Barbie or whatever. My wife was watching it with me. She's like, why is this guy the attractive hot guy? I'm like, I don't know.
I've always found him attractive. I don't know why now he is just the one. Exactly. Why now? I know that's not what she was saying.
He returned to Saturday Night Live, hosted for the third time, and it was hysterical. I mean, start to finish. Part of it was that not just he, Ryan Gosling, but cast members struggled to stop from laughing during almost every single one of the segments. The cold open was great because Kate McKinnon came back.
Oh, cool.
She brought back her classic Close Encounter sketch where she plays Colleen, the weird woman who's abducted by aliens.
Yes, my favorite. I loved that one.
People are being interviewed by like the CIA, and two of them have this total like normal, lovely experience with the aliens, and she is just like molested and destroyed.
Oh, we need to watch this one.
Hysterical cold opening.
I think you told my husband this one was good.
Yes.
And he looked at our dinner and he's like, oh, we don't record it anymore? And I'm like, yeah, no, it started being terrible. So, like, we know if it's good, you can always just find it on the app.
Gosling and other cast members struggled. Here's the other one that really stood out. They all grabbed me, but there was this one where they're trying to interview a science professor, basically, about AI, but he's distracted because Ryan Gosling and SNL cast member Mikey Day are playing two people in the audience of the college town hall who look just like Beavis and Butthead. and the professor's like, I'm distracted. Can you have him move? And the bit is, first of all, they're like, I've never even heard of Beavis or Butthead. Why would I move? Heidi Gardner, who's playing the moderator, she's an SNL cast member. When she turns around for the first time to look at Ryan Gosling, who's dressed as Beavis, she loses it. Because when they do the rehearsals, they're not in costume or whatever. She can't believe what he looks like.
Nice.
Always funny when cast members write or anybody starts to lose it. Then they bring in Butthead and the same thing happens. And then Gosling loses it. It is a funny, funny episode. And Chris Stapleton as the musical guest. Again, I'm no big fan of modern country. He's hysterical in a couple skits and his performances were amazing too.
I love him.
And for me at this point to recommend taking time to watch Saturday Night Live, it takes a lot these days. Apparently, Ryan Gosling really is the it guy because he got them to really step their game up in just some hysterical sketches. We got another chance for you to win those 400 tickets coming up with Master of Movies at 9 a.m.
Rob, anybody, and Dawn. The Rob, anybody, and Dawn Show.